Well, kind of more, say more of the same feelings today as yesterday. A great performance in the last couple of minutes of the game by our team. Good in the 58 before that. We left a lot of plays out on the field. Cleveland did a good job. They outcoached us and outplayed us in every area. And, you know, fortunately, we were able to, you know, to make some plays at the end, play some good situational football, and be able to you know, come back and score pretty quickly there at the end of the game, where a lot of things had to go right. But we really, you know, dug ourselves in a hole all day and just didn't do enough in any area to really put ourselves in a good position to win until those plays at the end. You know, Rob's going to have some more tests today. But that said, the situation doesn't look too good. But we'll wait until we have a final evaluation before we confirm or do anything. And, you know, we got to find a way to, you know, do a better job all the way across the board and get ready for Miami. You know, they had a real good win yesterday against Pittsburgh. And, you know, we know it'll be tough down there like it always is. So we're going to have to find a way to coach and play better and just play a higher level of football.
Bill, I mean, yesterday and through the years, really, we've always heard players here talk about playing the full 60 minutes. And is that a characteristic you can basically discern in people when you try to bring them in here? I mean, it's kind of an open-ended question, but I'm trying to find out if there's a way that you can basically tell that these guys have what it takes to put a full effort out no matter what the situation is week after week and perhaps year after year.
I think, you know, when you make up your team and the characteristics of your team, I mean, there's a lot of things we look for. Certainly, you know, effort and consistency and preparation, you know, doing everything right all the time. It's, you know, what we all strive for. But as it specifically comes up to the end of the game, you just never know what situations are going to come up. You don't know if you're going to have to onside kick, or you're going to have to recover an onside kick, if you're going to have to kick a field goal, try to block a field goal, you know, play your defense at the end of the game, play offense at the end of the game, red area, goal line, you know, just who knows. There's a million situations. And if they come up at the end of the game, then you know, they'll be critical to the outcome. The execution of those plays will be the difference. So we try to prepare for all those situations, and then when they come up, you know, execute them the best that we can. Fortunately, it was good enough yesterday. But that's, you know, I think that's how we try to do it every week. There's no way to predict which situation is going to be the one that you need, but you've got to be ready to do it. Or, you know, because that's what the end of the side of the game. And we all know the plays at the end of the game are the most important ones. So all the stuff that happens leading up to that point is, you know, great. Certainly is meaningful. But when it comes down to a few plays at the end, that can change the results of all those other plays that happened previously. Depending on how those end of the game plays turn out, so why they're so critical.
So, I mean, obviously yesterday when Rob went down, you know, it seemed like Josh had to, I guess, make some changes on the fly, and if when he just comment on how you thought he did in that regard. It seemed like you guys went to really a spread type of formation there.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have to go into, you know, every game some type of backup plan for everybody. You know, certainly as it relates to your personnel groups, like at the tight end position, to, you know, use more wide receivers or wide receiver position. You know, if that were to get thin, you know, more backs or more tight ends. Or, you know, I mean, just you have to be ready to handle all that. But you know, I thought that, you know, the offensive coaches and the players did a good job of, you know, adjusting to that. And we went into some different personnel groupings. But, you know, those are things that we practiced and we had prepared for. But we, you know, without a lot of practice went in there and were able to, you know, make enough successful plays to, you know, for the outcome to be what it was. But, you know, you always have to be ready to do that.
Bill, I know you sort of answered this question in your last answer, but just sort of specific to Matthew Mulligan, James Devlin, you know, played some snaps sort of in that tight end fullback role. Just would you sort of assess their performance yesterday? I know Matthew played what was a personal season high for him with 39 snaps, and just how they did, you know, once Rob went down.
Well, I think, you know, both those guys, kind of like we talked about last week with James, but, you know, put Matt in that category too. I mean, they're both, you know, role players in our offense. Sometimes their roles are a little bit bigger or a little bit smaller from game to game, depending on the game plan and the situation. But, you know, when they're called on, they've been very dependable, both smart guys that are tough and really, you know, compete well and aren't afraid to get their hands dirty and, you know, do some of the tougher jobs that need to be done on the football field. So, you know, they both came up with some plays yesterday and you know, were able to give us, you know, good, dependable play when we needed it. And that's, again, that's kind of their role on the team. You never really know exactly, and they don't know exactly what it, you know, it's going to be. It could be, you know, 5 plays. It could be 25 plays. But they just got to be prepared, and they've gone in there, and both of them have gone in there and, you know, done a good job all the way through the year when they've had to, you know, do that type of thing, whether it be by injury or, as I said, by game plan or situation in the game.
Good morning, Bill. And I apologize if you had answered this. I was having trouble hearing a little bit earlier. I was curious, specific to Rob Gronkowski, just if you get into a situation where you have to replace him, is this the type of thing where you can have one player do that, or do you envision, because of how unique he is, it's going to take multiple people to fill that type of role?
Well, that's, you know, I think Rob, you know, similar to the conversations we had with Gerard and Vince. You know, I don't think too many teams have, you know, players of that caliber, you know, at any position to put in Bob Grimes, put in Vince Wilfork, or put in another Gerard Mayo. So, you know, whoever's in there is going to have to, you know, fulfill some of those duties, but it may, you know, expand to, you know, more people, and like we ended up having to do yesterday offensively, you know, use more 4 receiver sets instead of 3 receivers and a tight end, or, you know, something like that, or might, you know, result in the tight ends getting more plays, or some combination thereof. So some of that may be, you know, change from game to game. But, I mean, obviously we've unfortunately had to play without Rob for, you know, games at the beginning of the season, and we may be in that situation again, so we've, you know, we've dealt with that already this year. We have to do it. It might be something similar to what we've already dealt with this year.
Bill, just building off the last part of your answer there, you know, are you able to draw on what you guys did offensively without Rob in the first 6 weeks, or in the season, is the span of time that's elapsed since then so substantial that maybe there's been too many changes that you're going to have to, you can't just assume that things will be as they were before Rob returned?
Well, I'd like to think there's going to be some carryover there. I mean, not only the first 6 weeks of the season, but the entire training camp as well. So, I mean, that's, you know, the way we've practiced and played most of the year, you know, including the preseason games. And that's, I don't know, what, 10 games? So, you know, it was great to have him back, and, you know, he was, you know, obviously a big contributor for us, and he's an outstanding player, and, you know, I hope that, you know, his situation isn't as serious as what it might be, but if it is, then I'm sure it'll be some combination of what we've already done this year, or, you know, maybe because we have a few different players and, you know, we're at a different point in the season. You know, so there may be a few different things, too, but, you know, one we're going to discuss.
Bill, we saw the return of Stephen Ridley yesterday, and I'm wondering if he played his way onto the 46-man roster yesterday with his effort in practice last week?
Well, I mean, Steven always practices hard. I don't think that's really, you know, that's really an issue. And the decisions we make every game are really the same. It's, you know, what players, combination of players, we feel like gives our team the most competitive, puts us in the most competitive situation. That encompasses a lot of things, including, you know, special teams and obviously offense and defense and depth and game plan and your opponent and everything else. So we'll continue to make those decisions on a weekly basis. And as you've seen, sometimes it's kind of the same. You know, it's a similar group of players, and other times it changes. Sometimes that's injury-related. Sometimes it's related to other things. So just take it week by week.
Yeah, Bill, I mean, you've touched on it a little bit, but, you know, the team obviously has dealt with substantial circumstances this year, like I think every NFL team does. But whether it's being down, you know, 12 points with less than 3 minutes to go, playing without players because of injury, do you feel like maybe this group, this, you know, team sort of has a, you know, certain resilience about it that, you know, that you guys have noticed as a coaching staff?
Oh, no question about it. Yeah. Very, you know, tough-minded and determined group that, even though, as you said, at times it's the deck's been stacked against us, or, you know, it's been things that we've had to overcome, they haven't ever made any excuses or tried to back down from the challenge. They just try to meet it head-on with the best effort they can. And sometimes it's been good enough, sometimes it hasn't, but the attitude, the ability to go out there and fight and persevere and deal with whatever the circumstances are, and not, you know, really get too phased by it, but just try to deal with it, has been very impressive by the entire team this year, you know, especially with a lot of the some young guys and newer faces on the team. You know, overall, they've all, you know, embraced whatever the opportunity is, even though it may not look too bright. They've embraced the opportunity to try to go out there and make the best of it.
How much of a pleasure is it to coach a group like this when you know every day that, you know, you're going to get a maximum effort, as long as you've been in the business, just to have this kind of a group that's always going to play that full 60 minutes and practice what you preach?
Well, I'd say for the most part, I've been pretty fortunate that we've had a lot of that around here. I think this team's had some real good results with it this year. But I think we've had a lot of teams that have done that through the years, and so I've been pretty fortunate that way. You know, it certainly starts with, you know, good preparation by, you know, our entire coaching staff and, you know, assistant coaches and all. They do a great job of that. You know, being ready to go every day and, you know, put players through the base of the game plan situation. Some of our veteran players that have really, you know, come through for us, you know, in critical situations. He did yesterday with the onside kick. The kicks that he's made this year are, you know, Julian, obviously Tom, you know, Danny. Some of the plays we've gotten defensively, you know, at other points in the season and so forth. So, and we've had a lot of, you know, a lot of guys do that, and I think that's, you know, the mark of a good team. Is that, you know, everybody's got to be ready and make contributions. You know, a one-man show. You know, at the same time, we've had some guys make key plays for us, and we've had, you know, numerous guys step up in those situations and, you know, play well too. So, you know, that's made some of their plays possible.